a thing of nightmares or of dreams. Written by Hero Lover. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Hockey RPF. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Nicholas Blackstrom, Alexander Ovechkin. Also tagged for crack treated seriously, barebacking, body horror, alien biology, tentacles, drugged sex, urethral play, oviposition, egg preg, egg laying, size kink, anal gaping, stomach bulge, hurt comfort, and angst with a happy ending. The slick sound of Nikki's fingers fucking into Alex's ass was lewd in the room, silent except for Alex's ragged breathing, and went straight to Nikki's cock, causing it to throb and leak against his stomach. It was a view Nikki would never get enough of. Alex spread and opened for him. His eyes traced the length of Alex's body, from where his shaggy head was buried in the pillow, following the long stretch of muscles down his back, eyes lingering for a moment on the spread of bruises on his side from a particularly nasty hit against the boards last night, and the tattoos low on his back, before continuing on to the magnificent swell of his ass, held open so invitingly by Alex's own hands, his fingers digging into the rounded muscles there. Nikki slowed down his thrusts and aimed at Alex's prostate instead, watching the way that Alex's muscles flexed in response. When Alex's hands dropped away, he struggled up onto his hands and knees, pushing back onto Nikki's fingers, clearly wanting more. Smirking, Nikki slowed the pace even more, keeping constant pressure on Alex's prostate. Swearing, Alex glared over his shoulder. Promise me the night of my life. Stop teasing and fuck me. Nikki knew that he could make Alex beg, make him sound so pretty. But not right now. Not with how worked up he was at the thought of sinking into Alex bare, without the feel of a condom between them. Just skin on skin. So demanding, Nikki said, with a grin as he pulled his fingers out and wiped them on the sheets. He wanted to lean down, let his tongue trail over Alex's tattoos, and lower still to taste him. But no, now wasn't the time. Instead, Nikki let his fingers dig into the flesh of Alex's ass, spreading his cheeks apart, watching the way Alex's ass grasped at nothing, begging to be filled. Alex's hips rocked back impatiently. If you don't fuck me now, I'm going to tie you down, fuck myself with a toy until I come, and maybe, if I feel like you deserve it, I'll let you come too. Nikki moaned at the image, heart racing, knowing that Alex would do it, had done it before, hadn't let him come for hours. Drawing a shuddery breath, Nikki pulled his foreskin back behind the head of his cock as he sunk past Alex's slick entrance. The heat, the flex of muscles as they gave way to Nikki, shouldn't have been different from all the times they'd fucked with condoms. But as Nikki slowly sank balls deep and blanketed himself across Alex's back, he squeezed his hands over Alex's where they were fisted in the sheets, dropped his head against Alex's shoulder, and panted, open-mouthed and hot, as he struggled not to come instantly. The breathy little groan that escaped Alex's mouth as Nikki bottomed out certainly didn't help his struggles. Nikki was glad he couldn't see Alex's face, the way he was sure to be biting his lip, his eyes fluttering shut as Nikki fucked into him. And Nikki cursed his imagination, the thought not helping his already frayed control. He hadn't even popped this fast when he was 16 and Linus had given him head in the back of the bus on the way home from a late game. Alex seemed to realize his struggle, and he shoved back against Nikki as though trying to get him deeper, his muscles rippling teasingly around the length of Nikki's cock. "Barely inside me, and already going to come. Bad manners, Nikki. You promised to take care of me tonight." "Fucker," Nikki hissed in Alex's ear. "You aren't going to know what hit you," Nikki promised as he tilted his hips and ground his pelvis against Alex's ass, knowing that the angle would put the maximum amount of pressure on the swell of Alex's prostate. Alex chuckled before jerking and clamping down around Nikki with a yelp. "What the fuck?" Rocking into the motion, Nikki groaned as Alex's frame twisted and stretched beneath him, strong muscles flexing and shifting beneath Alex's skin as he tried to get Nikki to move. The seconds seemed to stretch endlessly, and Nikki blinked slowly, realizing that Alex's lips were moving, his eyes wide, his face twisted with an expression Nikki didn't quite understand as Alex looked over his shoulder at him. "Off!" Nikki pulled back slightly, or he tried to, but his body didn't seem to want to move. Instead, Alex collapsed onto his stomach, and Nikki remained on his hands and knees above him. Which was strange, because it felt like he was still as deep inside Alex as he'd been before Alex had moved. Feeling momentary relief as he was able to move his head, Nikki looked down between the length of their bodies, and his brain short-circuited at what he saw there. Because surely this was a dream. Surely those weren't attached to his body. Tentacles, a whole wriggling mass of them, in various lengths and thicknesses, though thankfully all flesh-colored. Did that really make this any better? Shining with lube? Mucus? What even? Sprouted from where only moments before Nikki was fairly certain had been a single human penis. Nikki's brain couldn't process the rush of Russian words spilling out of Alex's mouth, only catching his name repeated again and again. Maybe it was caused by Nikki's inaction, but Alex chose that moment to try to twist away. However, despite outweighing Nikki by a good 20 pounds, Nikki had the advantage of position, and without any input from Nikki's horrified and uncomprehending brain, his body had no problem moving on its own, dropping his weight onto Alex's back, knees forcing Alex's legs wider, and twining their legs together, Nikki effectively destroying any chance that Alex might have had of gaining leverage. Alex was saying something again, still, but it was all far away, and it barely touched Nikki through the impenetrable fog of shock that seemed to have clouded his senses. Heart racing in his ears, Nikki tried to get up, to pull out and let Alex go, but instead his hips rocked against Alex's ass. With sudden, chilling clarity, Nikki realized that he wasn't in control of his body, was just along for the ride. Nikki could suddenly feel the rising pressure of his orgasm, having snuck up on him, the ratcheting pleasure as far away as Alex sounded until it overtook him, stealing his senses again. Nikki's body convulsed as the horror melted away and the ecstasy consumed him. A hysterical part of him wondered how he was even coming, if he even still had balls. He hadn't seen them, but he hadn't exactly gone searching either. Nicky felt like he was coming forever, the pleasure cresting and falling, and what had to be an unbelievable amount of cum filling Alex up. Where was it even coming from? It was only when Alex squirmed beneath him, not trying to twist away but to get closer, that Nicky came back to himself, and he watched with a surreal sense of detachment as his hands helped Alex turn over onto his back. Nicky's gaze was drawn to the blackness of Alex's unfocused eyes, how the pupils had expanded so far that the blue of his irises was indistinguishable from the black. Alex didn't seem horrified or unhappy. Instead, his features were soft and relaxed, like when he was forced to take the pain meds that he hated so much. His mouth twisted in a small smile. Kneeling back on his heels between Alex's splayed legs, Nicky's eyes slowly lowered to the tentacles, to where his cock tentacles was in Alex's body, noting how much more of it there was than normal, how much thicker it seemed to be, how it might have seemed comical in any other situation. As though sensing his scrutiny, the tentacles that had been mostly still for the moment, twined around each other, came to life, and Nicky gasped at the sensation, brain sparking, nearly overloading in pleasure, each tentacle like a cock, complete with nerve endings that were hardwired into the pleasure center of his brain. The tentacles curled around each other, exploring each other. Nicky's hands reached for them, and he hissed at the strangeness of the sensation, like he was touching his own cock, but more intense. They were clearly a part of him, as hard as that was for Nicky to believe. They were slick, but not slimy. Quickly losing interest in Nicky's hand, they went searching, caressing what were most definitely his balls. The relief he felt might have been stupidly out of place given the current situation, before curling further back and prodding at his own asshole. Thankfully, they didn't seem all that interested in that area, and pulled away after a moment before turning their attention to Alex. The relief Nicky felt realizing he wasn't about to be fucked by his own tentacles was weighed heavily by the guilt that he was doing what he feared to Alex. They explored Alex's cock and balls, curling around them experimentally, and Alex's hands reached down to them, fingers hesitantly wrapping around two of them before others joined, coiling around Alex's fingers, and Nicky's brain whited out at the sensations. The tentacles tested the give of the flesh, barely touching before clamping tight, seeming to enjoy the sounds that their actions drew from Alex. And despite himself, Nicky couldn't help be turned on by those sounds, so used to hearing them and knowing what they meant. One thin tendril was bold enough to prod inquiringly at the leaking slit at the end of Alex's cock, and Nicky watched in disbelief as the hole stretched as he sank inside of Alex's cock. They both groaned at the sensation. Alex's eyes were wide, his head raised in disbelief that mirrored Nicky's own to stare at the flesh sinking into his cock. The tentacles surged forward, and Alex's head flew back, the tendons on his neck standing out in stark relief as his back bowed. And Nicky knew that pose, knew what it meant, and couldn't quite comprehend that Alex was coming from this. But nothing managed to escape past the tentacle burrowed deep inside of him. Nicky couldn't help but notice how Alex's balls looked, strange and swollen. And with startling clarity, he realized just how deep inside Alex the tentacle was. Nicky's stomach twisted, not in the expected horror, but in arousal. As though a switch was flipped, most of the exploring tentacles turned their attentions to Alex's already filled asshole, probing the already plugged entrance for any sign of give. There was no way, but as Nicky was finding out tonight, the impossible was definitely possible. Slowly, a thin tentacle worked its way past the overstretched muscle and slid in next to the thick tentacle already taking up so much space as more and more tentacles pulled at the already straining rim. One more wriggled its way in, and then a second, and a third, twisting around each other, rubbing against Alex's prostate, if his moans were anything to go by. Nikki's blood went hot and his mouth went dry at the unbelievable sight of Alex spread so very wide open for him, full of so many tentacles that Nikki had lost count. As suddenly as they'd begun, the small tentacles pulled back and slid away, and Nikki watched in disbelief as his hips rolled forward, urging the thickest tentacle, his cock, deeper. Alex's groans were near continuous now, his knuckles white where his fingers twisted the bunched up sheets, and Nikki could feel something give deep in Alex's body. The tentacles seemed to realize that as well, because Nikki's hips pushed forward with a seemingly renewed purpose, sending the largest tentacle impossibly deeper. A strange ache began to weigh heavy in Nikki's gut, not the expected nausea from the horror of this. A part of Nikki was still convinced that this couldn't be real, that this was some sort of fucked up dream, that he was going to wake up and that everything was going to be normal again. And more like when he edged with a full bladder, the pressure and pleasure weaving together in a way that made everything better until it was too much. Alex was talking again. Still? And Nikki could only pick up pieces of the broken Russian, the tone begging, "Nikki, please, full." Nikki watched with disbelief. Was anything tonight really believable? And fear and more arousal than he cared to admit, as the muscles of Alex's stomach began to ripple and the flesh bulged out slightly from the length of cock tentacle filling him. Nikki's hands reached out, fingers scratching at the hair on Alex's stomach before caressing the bulge, pressing on it experimentally. And his body shuddered at the feel of touching himself through Alex's body. Alex's hands covered his, pressed down even more, and his eyes snapped up to Alex's face, which wore a strange kind of smile. "Nikki," he said, voice warm and inviting, wanting. "So good to me." Maybe that was the signal that Nikki's body needed, because the pressure, the ache, suddenly grew so great that Nikki cried out, his body doubling over, brain overwhelmed by the strange sensations that felt like he was coming and peeing and so much more all at once. His eyes locked onto the main tentacle, his cock, and they widened as he watched the base expand, watched the way it flexed and rippled as the other tentacles curled around it. Reverently, excitedly, something large and solid, definitely too big to be where it was moving along the length of his cock, forced by the contractions of muscles that felt like mini orgasms until the bulge reached Alex's widely spread hole. It wasn't possible. This wasn't happening. But before Nikki's eyes, he watched and felt as Alex's muscles slowly gave way, expanding wider and wider in a way that couldn't have been physically possible. And finally, the bulge slipped inside, Alex's hole squeezing down tight behind it. Nikki could feel it still moving, could feel it traveling deeper into Alex's body. And then, with one final squeeze of his body, it was free of him and rested inside Alex. The sudden sense of accomplishment that hit him brought a sob to his throat, tears to his eyes, because he didn't want this, shouldn't want this. But Nikki could feel another one moving, another one seeking entrance to Alex's body. Body folding, Nikki dropped down over Alex, resting on his forearms as he dropped his head to Alex's chest. Alex's hand rose to his arm, fingers digging in hard enough to leave bruises as his hips rolled helplessly beneath Nikki, seeking an orgasm that was blocked by the tentacles still deep in his cock. Squeezing his eyes shut, Nikki shuddered in unwanted pleasure, unable to hide from the fact that he was apparently laying eggs inside of Alex. With each one that exited his body, with each one that made Alex's stomach grow strangely round and lumpy, the warmth that filled him grew, until his horror was eclipsed, pushed to the recesses of his mind. Nikki leaned down and kissed Alex, hands running lovingly over his form. He might not have planned this, but he was happy with the results. He was happy that he was able to share this with Alex, the one he loved so much. As the last egg slipped free, the tentacle that had been plugging Alex's cock pulled out, and Alex screamed so loud it set the dogs barking. Nikki leaned down to lick the thick white cum that flowed steadily out of Alex's cock in a seemingly endless stream. Only when Alex's muscles relaxed and he whined his displeasure did Nikki pull away, his tentacle pulling away from and out of Alex's body in an impossibly long slide. Nikki could scarcely believe that had fit inside Alex and not damaged him in some way, let alone that it was Nikki's own cock. When his cock finally slid free of Alex's body, Nikki's attention was turned towards Alex's still gaping hole, an invariable river of cum following. Fingers snaking out, slipping past the red and puffy rim, Nikki pressed against Alex's swollen prostate, smiling at the moan it drew from Alex, the weak fluttering of exhausted muscles around him before pulling free. Sliding up the bed, Nikki urged Alex onto his side and curled up around him, both of them asleep in seconds. Nikki woke up instantly. No slow return to consciousness, but a sudden awareness that something was off, that he needed to be awake and doing something. The first thing he noticed was Alex curled against his side, and it drew a smile to Nikki's lips. The second thing he noticed was the strange swell of Alex's stomach under his hand, and Nikki was suddenly on his feet with a yelp, tugging the blankets off the bed, the memories of the previous hours returning to hit him full force. So, not a dream. Trembling hands fell to his crotch before his eyes followed, taking in the single human penis. But no, that wasn't quite right. He was intimately familiar with the workings of his cock, and he was certain that there was a difference in both length and width, and his fingers carefully wrapping around the length, he felt a strange thrum in his pelvis, behind his cock. Fingers jerking back, Nikki swallowed the panicked moan that threatened to rise from his throat, and forced his eyes to something safer, to Alex's still form on the bed. But that wasn't any better, just another reminder of what he'd done. Turning, Nikki pulled on his boxers before he walked into the bathroom, kept the lights out, not wanting to look in the mirror, and wet a washcloth and grabbed some towels before returning to the bed. The sheets were a ruined mess, wet with more fluid than Nikki really wanted to think about. A part of Nikki wondered at the state of the mattress, but he shoved that thought away. Nikki did the best he could do to cover up the mess with the towels, and slowly, methodically, he cleaned Alex, not letting himself hide from what he'd done, remembering the feelings, remembering how much he'd enjoyed it. A part of him was still enjoying it. His fingers lingered over the swollen flesh of Alex's stomach, fingers scratching through the hair there, marveling at the total absurdity of the situation, brushing against Alex's cock, hard and needy between his legs. At least Alex didn't seem to be in pain, Nikki told himself. Pulling a blanket over Alex's side, Nikki tentatively sat on the edge of the bed beside him. The minutes stretched, Nikki's thoughts swirling chaotically, wondering what he was supposed to do, if he should find help, and who could possibly help if he needed it. Nikki snatched his phone from the nightstand. Who else could he possibly call that might know something about this but his mother? Each ring seemed to take an impossibly long time, and when he heard the click, Nikki spoke before she had a chance to. Mama. Nikki, what's wrong? She asked in worry. Because this was the middle of the night, Nikki's time. You sound panicked. Nikki's fingers gripped the phone tightly. Mama, is there something I wasn't told about what I am? Nikki, you're not making any sense. What do you mean about what you are? Did you leave something out when you gave me the talk? The silence stretched between them before she finally spoke, her tone strangely resigned. Nikki, I stressed how much you should always use a condom. I thought you just wanted me to be safe and avoid pregnancy. Both of those are true, she said. But there was more to it than that. Yes. You didn't tell me I'd grow tentacles and lay eggs if I didn't, Nikki snapped, suddenly having had enough of the subterfuge. He felt instantly guilty for having talked to his mother in such a way, but right now her feelings weren't his priority. His eyes slid over to Alex's still form, to his face relaxed in sleep, except for the slight smile that curled at the corners of his mouth, down to his swollen abdomen, visible even beneath the blanket that Nikki had thrown over him after he'd cleaned him up. Nikki wondered if Alex was still hard, and he fought against the sudden swell of pride that filled him at the sight of what he'd done. Alex still hadn't woken up, and Nikki felt a new swell of guilt for wondering if he should take that as a blessing. Your father and I wanted to give you an ordinary life. We were planning on telling you. She paused, words searching. You didn't tell us that you were seeing anyone. What does that matter? Does that mean this is my fault? Nikki's mind was roiling. So I'm a... Nikki cut himself off, not certain that he wanted to know right now, mind steering away from too many possibilities. Nikki... Don't. I can't deal with this right now. Please, Mama, just tell me how to fix it. Nikki, everything will be okay. The eggs won't be viable with a human. The relief Nikki felt was nearly palpable until she continued. They are human, right? I don't know, Mama, Nikki ground out, his worldview tipping on its axis. Until tonight, I had no idea there was a possibility I was taking someone who wasn't human to bed. How can I tell? You would have noticed if they weren't, she says dismissively. There are other ways to tell. Your papa and I can teach you when you come home this summer. Is it Alex? Is he sleeping? At the moment, Nikki was angry enough that visiting his parents was the last thing he wanted to do. But as she voiced her concern for Alex, the anger faded away, and all he felt was tired and drained. What gave it away? Oh, Nikki, you were obsessed with that boy from the start. I was waiting for the happy news. Yeah, so it was Nikki's fault for deciding that he and Alex shouldn't tell anyone about their relationship yet. The eggs, how do we get them out? She laughed. And Nikki frowned, not understanding her amusement. They'll come out the same way they went in. It shouldn't take more than 12 hours from the time they were inserted. Laid. Nikki's mind corrected unhelpfully. And Alex, he'll be okay? She laughed again. Oh, Nikki, this should have been a wonderful occasion for you, and instead we left you unprepared. You don't need to worry. He'll be better than okay. She paused for a moment before adding, orgasms help. What? Nikki wasn't sure he'd heard her right. Alex chose that moment to moan, and Nikki's attention was instantly on him. Mama, Alex is waking up. I'll call you later. Nikki didn't bother to wait for her response as he hung up the phone, throwing it away haphazardly as Nikki took Alex's hand in his. Alex's eyes slowly opened, and he blinked sleepily up at Nikki as his fingers tightened around Nikki's. Alex hummed wordlessly. Feels good. He squirmed, pushing the blanket down, exposing his swollen stomach and his hard cock curled up to rest against the swell. Nikki swallowed thickly at the sight, unwanted arousal heating his blood as Alex's hand trailed leisurely over the curve of his stomach to wrap around his cock. Why are you over there and not over here? Alex asked, gesturing at the distance between them and down to his cock. Nikki couldn't help but move closer. Alex, do you understand what happened? Are you okay?
Yes, you filled me so good. Took care of me. Now you're so far away. Take care of me again?
Alex's mouth was curled into a pout, his hand reaching out beseechingly. And Nikki couldn't take it, the words pulling at him on an instinctive level. Nikki shoved his boxers off, wondering why he'd put them on at all, and sank down between Alex's legs. He took the head of Alex's needy cock into his mouth, savoring the taste and weight of it on his tongue. Out of habit, Nikki's hand slid between his legs, fingers pausing at the nest of tentacles he found there, before soldiering himself and wrapping his fingers around the thickest one. If this was going to be a normal thing, what did it hurt to enjoy it while he could? Nikki's other hand rose to prod at Alex's asshole, testing the flesh there, swollen and warm to the touch. Pushing two fingers in, Nikki steadied himself and swallowed Alex down until his nose was buried in the short hair at the base of Alex's cock. Alex's hips jerked and he swore, suddenly coming. The unexpected thrust set off Nikki's gag reflex, his throat convulsing as he jerked back, the flavor of Alex's release exploding in his mouth, cum streaking across his face as he pulled back to cough. Sorry, Alex said above him, fingers petting his hair in apology.
Oh, Alex said, a hand rising to his stomach. They moved.
Orgasms help, Nikki's mother had said, the only time he was ever going to think of his mother during sex. With a yelp, Alex's legs bent and went tense, his hips rising from the bed.
Fuck, Alex said, eyes wide as he stared at Nikki, and then a teasing smile spread across his face.
Next time, you carry.
Next time?
Fuck, Nikki didn't want to think about next time. Couldn't imagine a next time. Now was hard enough to comprehend as it was. The muscles of Alex's ass flexed around Nikki's fingers, and a rush of liquid escaped around them, before something smooth met his fingers. Nikki pulled back, not sure what to do, as Alex began to breathe deeply. Alex's hand was suddenly on his, guiding it towards Alex's still straining cock. Nikki's tentacles seemed to know what to do, curling around their fingers, and Alex groaned deep in his chest. Nikki's eyes were drawn down to Alex's asshole, watching the way the muscle twitched, watching as something showed briefly inside the ring of flesh before being drawn back in, too big to exit. Nikki's tentacles massaged the muscle gently, tugging it when it relaxed. They pulled back when the muscle strained, and Nikki watched in disbelief as Alex's hole spread wider and wider, wider than even earlier, certainly. Had they grown, or had they originally been that big? It sank into Alex's body again, and he sobbed.
You're doing so good, Alex. You look so good stretched for me. Just a little more, you can do it,
Nikki said. Alex groaned, and Nikki looked down to see the tentacles sinking into Alex's cock for a second time that night. Was this one thicker than before? Alex sobbed again, body straining, and Nikki watched as his hole spread open again, stretching wider and wider, the rim straining white, flesh bulging outward in a way that should have been grotesque but was beautiful, until it finally spread impossibly wide. The first of the eggs popped free. With trembling fingers, Nikki reached for it, eyes wide with disbelief. It was nearly a perfect sphere, cloudy yet translucent, and it was bigger than his fist. And there were still more. For the first time, Nikki tried to control the smaller tentacles, rather than letting them do what they wanted, willing two of them to stretch up to Alex's nipples, normally an off-limits area because they were so sensitive that any play bordered on too much, too quickly, often crossing the line into painful territory, not the fun kind. Each tentacle circled around a peaked nub, tightening before pulling back to flick at them, and Nikki pulled the tentacle out of Alex's cock as his body bowed with tension. Tentacles helpfully milking the orgasm out of Alex. And seconds later, body lax, another egg was pressed against Alex's hole, seeking its freedom. "Help me," Alex demanded, hands out, trying to sit up. Nikki tugged him forward and up, helping Alex move, bracing Alex's weight as he squatted and bore down. The sounds that Alex made were obscene, and they went straight to Nikki's cock, tentacles, and they tried to be helpful. Tentacles brushed over Alex's red and mostly hard cock, and Alex swatted them away. "Not now." Alex bit his lip and squeezed his eyes shut as the second egg breached his entrance and fell to join its twin on the bed. The third took longer, Alex dropping his head to rest against Nikki's shoulders as he breathed deeply, open-mouthed. One hand held onto Nikki's arm, fingers digging into his arm, and the other hand dropped to his cock, circling it loosely. Tentatively, the tentacles rose up, circling around Alex's cock and gently looping around Alex's balls, flexing rhythmically around them when he didn't push them away. Nikki nuzzled against Alex's neck, one hand dropping to Alex's stomach, holding him against his chest as Alex threatened to shake apart as the third egg finally slid free. After that, it was like the floodgates were opened, and the eggs came nearly one after another, Alex's hole not having time to close before another was there, wanting its freedom. Slowly, Alex's stomach began to shrink, and Alex had to lie down, winded and sweat-soaked. "Not done yet. Just time for a break." Alex was flushed a deep red, the color trailing down his neck, staining his panting chest, skin glistening with sweat, hair sticking to his forehead. He looked wrecked, more so than Nikki had ever seen him. Nikki leaned up, giving in to the sudden, overpowering urge to kiss him. Alex's smile was anything but soft and sweet when Nikki pulled away. "Your turn." Nikki opened his mouth to ask what he meant, when Alex sank his hands into the mass of Nikki's tentacles, and Nikki shuddered. "Supposed to be taking care of you." "Making you feel good makes me feel good," Alex said with a grin as his fingers pressed into flesh that Nikki hadn't explored yet. "Why aren't you freaking out about this?" Nikki asked in disbelief. Alex gave a careless shrug as though he was just asked his thoughts on the weather. "Haven't hurt me." Nikki's eyes fell to the large pile of eggs spread out around them on the bed. Alex rolled his eyes. "Haven't hurt me in way that feels bad. Get worse than this at practice." Nikki's brow rose at that, his imagination supplying some suddenly hysterical images. When Alex's fingers found a magic spot that made his muscles all but turn to liquid as he collapsed against his side, pure pleasure stealing his senses as his orgasm washed over him. When Nikki opened his eyes again, Alex was laying back, legs spread as he pressed his stomach. "This one's deep, doesn't want to come out, stubborn, like someone I know." Alex smiled, closing his eyes. Nikki slid down between Alex's legs and laid a kiss on his thigh, pushing some of the eggs that rolled in his path out of the way. What was he even supposed to do with these? Toss them in the trash? "Big," Alex said suddenly. "Bigger than the others, I think. Did it grow?" Nikki shrugged helplessly, not knowing what to say. "Is okay. I'm more stubborn." Nikki dropped his head and nuzzled at sensitive skin where Alex's inner thigh met his body, breathing in the scent of him. Carefully, Nikki took Alex's length into his mouth, not sucking, just swallowing him down, lips stretching into a smirk as Alex whined, knowing that he had to be super sensitive. Alex rarely came more than twice in a night. Alex's hands settled on Nikki's head, twining through the length of his hair, the grip surprisingly loose, considering the coiled tension that Nikki could feel in them. "Taking such good care of me," Alex murmured as he petted Nikki's hair. Nikki's chest fluttered at the praise. Nikki couldn't see it, but he could feel the way that Alex's body struggled to expel what he hoped was the last egg. Reaching up to massage Alex's balls with one hand, his thumb slid along the rim of Alex's stretched hole, and Nikki swallowed around the head of Alex's cock, feeling the way Alex strained, feeling the rise of his orgasm, the way his body gave, and finally, with a slick sound, the egg escaped, falling to join the others on the bed around them. Alex collapsed limp against the messy sheets, panting like he just spent 2 solid minutes stuck on the ice, unable to take a shift change. Nikki's fingers reached out, probing against Alex's asshole, the muscle still slack and slick, the flesh red and swollen. Alex hissed his displeasure as Nikki's fingers sank in.
"Shh, let me check. I'm good, sore, tired, not hurt," Alex grumbled, hole flexing weakly, as Nikki explored. "I'm checking anyway."
When Nikki was satisfied that there were no tears, was no blood, that the worst of the damage was that Alex's flesh was red and hot, swollen from the abuse. Something that should have left him horrified, but instead filled him with a strange sense of accomplishment. He pulled away. Thankfully, it was nothing that appeared to need medical attention. Wouldn't that be horrifying if that story was leaked to the press? Alex's hands beckoned at Nikki before reaching for him when he was too slow, tugging him closer to Alex's side. "Lie down." Nikki let himself be pulled and did as he was ordered, pushing eggs. Nikki still didn't quite understand where they had come from. Had they been that big inside him? How had he not noticed? Out of the way as he stretched out beside Alex.
"That the last one?"
Alex curled up against Nikki's side, beard rasping against his neck. Alex hummed in an affirmative below Nikki's ear. Pushing the wet strands of hair back from Alex's face, Nikki dropped a kiss to his forehead, hands running up and down the length of Alex's back as his breathing slowed. "Nap time?" Alex murmured hopefully a few minutes later.
"Bath time,"
Nikki corrected.
"Ugh, the tub takes too long to fill."
"You think you can stand for a shower?"
"You won't let me fall,"
Alex said, with a faint smile that twisted Nikki's stomach. No, he wouldn't ever let Alex fall. The shower went better than expected, considering that Alex was weak and about as steady as a newborn fawn. After making Alex drink a liter of water and pouring him into the bed of one of the spare rooms, Nikki was left with the task of cleaning up the considerable mess they'd made of the bed. His nose wrinkled at the thick smell of sex and something distinctively other that saturated the room. Looking at the eggs, Nikki wondered what to do with them. It felt kind of strange just throwing them away, and what if somebody found them? Putting them in a plastic bin, Nikki added the question to the growing list of things he needed to ask his mother. After a minute, Nikki decided that the sheets and the bed were a lost cause. They'd have to get another one. For now, Nikki wanted nothing more than to be close to Alex, and the bed that Alex was in was calling his name. Sinking down against Alex's side, Nikki let his hand settle on Alex's once again flat stomach, shocked at the lack of physical evidence of what had happened not too long ago. Sure that there must have been some sort of physical reminder, and he was relieved when it wasn't accompanied by a sense of disappointment or any other inexplicable feeling. He liked the swell when it was there, but at least he wasn't going to feel like he needed it all the time. When Alex turned, pressing his face into Nikki's neck, something in his chest went tight. He didn't want to lose this. Nikki woke slowly and smiled, enjoying the feel of fingers running through his hair, massaging his scalp. Slowly, thoughts of the previous night. Day? Nikki wasn't sure how much time had passed since all this had started. Intruded, and his smile fell away. He didn't want to be so cliche as to cry, because he was apparently something out of a bad sci-fi movie, but he certainly didn't feel great about it, about what he'd done to Alex. Nikki, Alex's voice was loud and startled him from his thoughts. Open your eyes for me. Doing as he was told, Nikki found Alex propped up on the bed beside him. Surprised you're still here. Alex scoffed. Think some shupitsa will scare me away. Have to try harder than that if you want me to leave. I hurt you. Alex rolled his eyes. Already went over that. I scared you. For a few minutes, think you drugged me somehow. Made everything better. Nikki groaned. Oh, right, because drugging you to enjoy it makes it that much better. Nikki's hand rose to cover his face, to hide. But Alex's hands caught his wrists, forcing Nikki to look at him. You didn't hurt me. Can't make me run away. Think I was more scared for you than for me. Think that Nikki is soft, that he worries too much. You promised me a night to remember. I think you delivered. Nikki let out a broken laugh, surprising himself with the sound. And when Alex tugged at him, he went, straddling Alex's hips, pressing their chests together. This really doesn't bother you? Is strange, not scary. But I think I heard you talking on the phone to your mother. She knows what this is, right? So not scary, and maybe not so strange. So it's that simple for you? Yes. Nikki smiled, because that was so Alex. What did I do to deserve you? Nikki mused aloud. You played beautiful hockey. I couldn't stay away. A smirk crossed Alex's face as he asked, Can we do this again? Seriously? After all of that, Alex wanted to do it again? Nikki was at a loss because surely he was joking. What? I'm not saying now or today. A frown crossed Alex's face as he wiggled. Still sore, but someday. Can't complain, but it felt amazing. Not exactly sure how it happened, but if it's safe, if we can someday, maybe. Nikki wasn't sure if he was ready for that. Maybe you could have a turn. If it works that way, Alex added helpfully. My turn to take care of you. Nikki's mind latched onto the thought of the tentacles that had explored his body, how they'd prodded at his asshole but hadn't entered. He went hot at the thought. Alex laughed, and Nikki cursed his fair skin, knowing how red he must have been. Now make me food. I'm starving, Alex ordered with a grin. Nikki laughed and kissed him before tugging him to his feet. They didn't have the answers, but they'd figure it out together. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!